This episode is brought to you by Kate Spade New York.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Jess. And we're the hosts of the beauty podcast Fat Mascara.
And we're ready for that summer state of mind. If you're feeling the same, Kate Spade New York is right there with you.
The brand celebrates its 30th anniversary this year, and they're bringing on the summer adventures with a new collection inspired by a day at the beach.
We're loving their Spade Flower Jacquard collection, a classic Kate Spade New York print in new hues. And there's also a lemon novelty collection that adds a little zest to every summer look with timeless bags, breezy dresses, and so much more.
Wherever the season takes you, whether that's Cannes or Coney Island, get ready to look the part. Discover and shop the summer collection at Kate Spade New York.
Welcome to the Tom and Frenchie podcast.
And let your ears take you on a journey over mystical realms of comedy,
laughter,
and love.
Frenchie and I are in love.
And no, and there's other topics that there will be.
Fear.
And fear. And fear love.
That's the type you find in prison, kids.
The good type. Good. Started on a laugh. Prison love.
Oh, the crowd liked it.
The crowd
I
liked
it. I thought it was a bit iffy,
love.
But they liked it.
Welcome to episode 97. Three away from raising the bat for the 100th episode.
Raising the bat.
We will be doing the Centurion game, which is 100 shots of beer in 100 minutes. We might even have a mystery shot every 10 shots.
Let's keep it sensible.
No, but like
100's already a lot, Frenchie.
No, but mystery shot, like one might be Vegemite.
One might be piss.
It might not be alcohol.
You're actually making this worse.
One might be vodka cruiser.
Okay. I'm getting back, but I don't like the other stuff.
A little berry blast.
I don't want a little number 9 shot of just Frenchie cum. That's disgusting, bro.
But imagine our Patreon listeners or even our podcast listeners watching that going, that's funny. That's made my day. Especially with Victoria's back in 6 week, stage 4 lockdown, 8 p.m. curfews.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Remember the last time you went to bed at 8 p.m.?
That's later than Prime, like, Possum. Do you remember Prime Possum?
Yeah, 7. Was it 7 or 7:30?
Go to bed, you little fuck.
Isn't that
7:30.
Funny?
7:30.
Bonjour to our international listeners. Ni hao, konnichiwa, arrivederci.
Hello.
Pretty much just covered every country in one. Prime Possum was this little soft toy.
It was big.
It was an adult man.
It's like a mascot.
Dressed in a mascot. And he was only in regional 7 stations.
Mm-hmm. We had it in Canberra. You had it in Wollongong.
We had it in Wollongong. And he literally would come out after the TV show finished about 7 p.m.
I think it was after Home and Away.
7:30 p.m. And he would say, "How you going, kids?
Get off to bed, you little rats."
"Get off to bed, you little rats.
I'm Prime Possum. I'm going to come and eat your fucking head."
Yeah, so it was exactly like, "Because I'm going to bed and you fucking better too, or I will fucking get you. Mum and Dad want to get some fucking sex in." They're like, they want to get the sexy time
7:35 is their time for sex.
That's what they say. Yeah. And you just need to go to bed so they can smoke a bong, hit the pipe, whatever they want to do. Wash the dishes too.
Yep, important.
They got a few things
to do. Yeah, you don't
want
to leave them overnight.
And you go, Prime Possum's going to sleep. It was weird how he led with that. It was like, Prime Possum's going to sleep now, so you need to go to sleep.
Don't possums come out at night?
Yeah, that made the least sense ever.
Wouldn't it be like an owl? No, they come out at night.
They're
What's
nocturnal.
A day animal?
Possums are nocturnal.
What's a day animal?
A human.
Yeah. Go to bed. You're a kid. Welcome to Prime Kid. No, that sounds wrong. Prime Kid. That's on the Michael Jackson channel.
That's the documentary. Yeah,
that's
I've seen
that's
that.
On his network.
That was a bungalow in Jeffrey Epstein's island. Prime. It was on the menu. There was a prime steak, prime beef,
prime child,
prime rib, and prime kid. Prime kid was.
I remember when back in my house in Canberra, we used to have like a chimney. And I have like the kind of shutter where you open the chimney to let the smoke up and you could close it. Mm. One day we were sitting in the lounge room and the shutter started going, like moving across.
Yep.
I was like, what the fuck? Are we possessed? Yep. Is there a ghost in the house? But a possum had gone down the chimney.
Oh no.
And was stuck on the flap and like opening and closing it. So we had to like kind
of... While the fire was going.
There was no fire. It was just like during the day. Yeah. Oh. And I opened it. This possum fell into our living room covered in soot. I tried to like chase it out with a broom. It was chaos in my house.
You come in to say hello and you broomed it. The first
broomed
thing
it
does,
yeah.
I was like, I want to explore
Put
this.
Put soot fucking everywhere.
Little like Christmas possum. Mm. He had a little identity crisis. Thought he was Father Nick.
Yeah.
Maybe he came giving presents and you just
and
broomed
him. And I shoot
him.
That you bitch out. Get out of here.
So here's the thing with Victorian lockdown. I saw this the other day. I read it today, actually. 8 p.m. curfew. Guess what stays open at 9 p.m.?
Macca's.
Legalized injection center.
Fair enough.
To 9 p.m., but. What do you need the extra hour for to shoot up? Just do it at 8.
They
do
move
it
at a bit 8. Slower than the average. At 8. They're in sloth mode. Have you seen junkies?
But imagine being a resident.
Oh, they even speak slow. If you speed up a junkie's voice, perfect English.
But imagine being a resident. You go on, oh, you want to go to Woolies? Like, nah, 8:05. And then you look out the window and you see, back and see ya, nerds. You're like, I think we're going to have to start shooting up.
That would
to
be
get
a
little extra hour of.
You wouldn't get an extra hour of sleep, I'll tell you that for free. Get an extra hour of.
Get the nods. But it was just weird there was extra hour. I thought if it's an all night, like a medical service, that would make sense. But an extra hour, I thought it was weird.
What do they do with homeless people? If they're like, hey, curfew, get back in your box. Like, what do they do? How do they enforce that?
They have to be on the streets by 8. They can't be inside someone's house. Yeah.
They can't go down chimneys anymore.
Mm. We live in an area of lots of homeless people, guys. That's why we talk about them a lot. And I possibly will be homeless soon. Based on how well I manage finances. Well, I don't have super.
Well, you're very bad at managing them.
Yeah, so.
I remember about 6 years ago, I invited you to come to a Creative Business Plus course, which would have taught you everything you need to know to run your own creative business, which you do. You would have super.
The problem, I don't have super for those guys, annuation. I don't think I live long enough to use super, so that's not I'm too stressed about it. I was actually very good at maths in high school, so I wish that equivalated to our numbers.
Yeah.
It does to numbers, I mean to money.
Good at English?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Do you reckon Sydney's going to go into lockdown?
Nah.
You don't reckon? Nah. That was confident.
Nah.
You're weird though.
Nah. Well, the people wouldn't take it.
Yes, they would.
Nah, we wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Oh, we wouldn't.
You didn't last
We'd
lockdown.
Rise up, baby. But a lot of the other countries are coming out of it. Like Italy's getting back to normal. America just are on a different.
That's because you've got like law-abiding countries and then you've got America.
But like, I mean, like England hit this hectic lockdown. They're getting back to normal, going to the pubs. And then
I reckon they'll
get back to normal.
They'll get stage two.
No, let's not talk about it, guys. We're gonna bring music and laughter to your ears all episode. If you are, we haven't had a proper podcast in 2 weeks because last week we had the legend that was Alex Williamson.
That was a loose episode.
That was.
I don't really remember anything that happened. It made it harder because he talked so much, but then we also had the delay.
Yeah.
It was quite difficult.
Well, Alex is one of my favorite people from the comedy industry.
He's very funny.
He is like, talking to him when he's in a mood, is like riding a bull with no arms. You strap on with your legs and you just hope it takes you somewhere you like. It might flip you off
You've got no arms in this.
Yeah,
scenario.
I've got no arms. The bull's got arms. No, the bull's got arms.
I was like, wouldn't it just stay still?
Just like,
oh, this is a wild ride.
It's like a wheelbarrow. It's just
it's just faceplate.
No, because he'll just go wherever he wants to go, and you just strap on.
You just wear a strap on and hope for the best.
And it was incredible. We wanted to have him live on the podcast. That's why it took so long, but obviously, it was going to be a while till we got over to Adelaide.
Mm.
That was a little song.
It's like under my Adelaide. Beautiful.
So if you
missed it, check it out.
Check it out. You probably have more questions from answers from last week's episode.
Oh, for sure.
So do we.
For sure.
So do we. For those not watching the video, me and Tom are both dripped out. Tom's got some press studs so he could rip that flannel. But like a posh flannel shirt off, like a stripper.
Yep.
And I've gone double sport. I'm fucking killing.
Yeah, I think you're kind of contradicting yourself, aren't you? What are those two sports you're
wearing? Ski jacket and NFL jersey.
That's not like a branded ski jacket.
Nah,
that's not,
it's just fresh. It's just fresh, baby.
Just aqua.
Drip drop, can't stop. Let's get into the news.
Already? You panicked.
What have you been up to, French? We can chat.
You said goodbye to your share house.
Yeah, so guys, earlier this year I moved out of my share house. I was there for 5 years. Tom, I got to spend 2 and a bit years with Tom then.
No, it wasn't even close to that.
It felt like that because he was just...
No, ugh. You were touring the whole time. We hardly spent any time together.
I was there
for like 9 months.
But you also set up like your own kitchen in your room so you didn't have to hang out with us if you didn't want.
Yeah, you guys are annoying.
Tom had a big room, so he set up like a microwave in there, a dishwasher, a bath.
That's right. I wish I had a bath. I would have stayed there longer if I had my own bathroom.
Our bathrooms were so moldy.
The bathrooms were fucking disgusting. But oh my God.
So I moved out a couple months later. Everyone had to move out because the lease ended. So we did a farewell.
Where are they all going?
Farewell to the Trois party. We called it the Abattoir.
Why was it called that? I never liked that name.
I think it was something to do because that's where meat gets chopped up.
Jesus Christ. Yuck.
Because it was just all lads in there. We were just chopping up our own salamis. I don't know. I don't exactly know why either.
I think it's because you'd bring home dead cows or something really sexist.
Bring home a dead cow's not sexist.
That's what you call women. That's what you call women.
You did. I thought you meant an actual cow.
You called
cow.
It the abattoir. I did not.
Yeah, because we like meat. We'll eat it. We'll have a lot of barbecues.
Sure.
I actually know why we called it that. But
I think
it was,
you do.
It was funny. No, it was called the Trois. It was called the Trois.
It was called the abattoir and you nicknamed it the Trois.
It was called the Trois. I don't fully know why we called it the Trois.
I think we all know listening. We all know. So where is everyone? Are the people remaining? Are they staying together and finding a new place, or are they all splitting up?
Three of them are going together, and
there's a few rejects.
One and two are going with other people. There's just terms of people didn't want to pay as much, and it just works out like that. Tom, just works out.
Seems like this.
So we invited every resident who's ever been a part of that share house back for the party on Friday night. And it was just the usual suspects. It was exactly who I thought it was going to be. It was the people already living there, and then me, Elliot, and Kenny.
And did you get loose?
Yeah, it was a big one. It was
drinking games.
Yeah, we got on. We played all the games. It was we ended up stumbling home at, I don't know, 4 or 5 a.m. It was a big one. It was a big one. Do I look like I had a big one?
You do after you keep rubbing your face.
Fortunately, it was a Friday night, so I've recovered enough by now. It's kind of like, that's the cool thing about pandemic. In fact, you can't go to nightclubs, so it's a lot more house party vibes, which are actually sick.
Well, you're meant to not go out.
No, that's not correct.
You're meant to be a responsible citizen.
But so it was only, what, 8 people or whatever at that house, 10 people.
Socially,
and we knew you would have pre's and you'd go out and lose everyone and get up to these shenanigans. We just had to stay together. Stay together.
Is that a good thing?
I think so. We didn't have any fights that night, so that was good.
It was more like a sausage festival.
We were riding the bus. We were fucking the dealer. We were having good times. And then I watched a lot of Gossip Girl the next day because I was
You've been watching a lot of Gossip Girl.
Hungover.
Who's your favorite person in Gossip Girl?
It's hard because I want to say Chuck.
Chuck.
But yes. In the first episode, which I missed, apparently he tried to sexually molest a few people. But then after that, he was really cool. No, I missed the first half of the season.
So
after that, he was like, just like, I'm Chuck. I'm Chuck Bass. I'm just going to do whatever I want. And I like that.
You like it in the first episode?
I didn't see the first half of the first season.
I'm Chuck Bass and consent doesn't mean anything to me.
I wouldn't have liked that part. That's what I didn't want to say.
That's funny.
He is the coolest. There's a good dad character who I like. He was a former rocker.
Ooh.
I was actually, because I was almost ashamed because my missus started watching Gossip Girl and then I joined in halfway through the first season. And you get hooked as you do with these OC type shows. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. And I would slightly bring it up. I brought it up in 3 different group of mate situations with the boys on Friday, my soccer lads on Sunday and my cricket boys on Sunday. And every single lad got around like, fuck, that was a sick show. Gossip Girl, fuck, I should watch that again. Or someone will bring up the OC. I'm like, you know what? It is a cool show.
The OC was
That's why I can talk about on the podcast. If they had reacted badly, I wouldn't be talking about it.
That's funny.
Like, what? I don't watch
I like that.
That
you have to like have references that. For this. Oh, and yeah, I talked to like a guy, he's a farmer. And he's in his country.
Or talk to the trades of Australia. Or the carpenters.
I took
were
it to
like,
the
yeah,
union
cool
and they
it.
Were like, no, rock on, bro.
We're cool with it, guys. There's something batshit storylines, but it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like,
do they jump the shark at any point?
It's all, the whole show is just jumping of the shark because they're supposed to be in high school, but they look fucking 40.
Yeah, it's not the worst one I've seen, but.
What's the worst one you reckon?
Oh, Grease the other day. Grease was insane to me. Well, they're like 50.
Well, one of the plots I just watched in Gossip Girl, spoiler. So the girl Serena, she's going to a high school. There's a rumor. Back in the day, someone started a rumor that the teacher slept with her in high school.
Right.
So, which is stat rape or whatever. She was 15. The mum forged her name to send the teacher to prison saying, yeah, as Serena, I declare this happened. The girl didn't know the whole time. Eventually, she found out that her ex-teacher was in jail for having sex with her when they didn't even have sex. So, blah, one thing leads to another. Eventually, he gets out on bail. The mum pushes it through. He starts living at their place.
Makes perfect sense. And like, who gets convicted via letter? Like, did they want a police interview or some kind of court statement from the girl? No.
He had to take the, it was insane. It's, and that's like the least of the plots.
That's
it's
funny.
It's just so, it's so badly addictive. And then they always have like a cliffy, like, oh, I got to watch the next one. And I've got no self-control. So I've been not getting a lot of sleep. Yeah, that's in the rotation. But there's nothing good's come out lately. I think our listeners can agree with this. It's been a slow year for TV, a slow year for movies.
Yeah, a lot of shit got stopped. I just look up like lists of the best TV shows last year or this year, like earlier in the year, and just download that shit.
Even the porn, because of social distancing, they got to be 1.5 meters away.
Half their dicks are that size anyway.
Yeah, I know, but it's you know, such thing as a shallow throat, is there?
True.
They can only go to so far because once they get it to the esophagus.
Well, they could go down into the stomach. It just has to have a nice bend in it.
Yeah, okay, I get you. Know what I'm saying, but social distancing, they probably can't get that close to the stomach.
Oh, true, true.
There's one chick who's like, so there's like, now there's like internet porn stars, yeah, like social media porn stars who are famous not through the traditional means, like
right.
Riley Reid. There's one called Lena the Plug. Have you seen her?
I've heard of her. My friend Matt loves her.
There you go. She's pregnant now.
Really?
And she's still fucking porning up.
Oh, wow.
She's, I don't know how many months in, but she's got a bit of a dad bod going on.
A dad bod?
Well, I mean, a pregnancy belly, but you know.
I don't think you ever call a pregnant belly a dad bod. That's horrific. She's really let herself go.
I mean, how do I say, like...
Ugh, she's let herself go. Look at that dad bod.
But you're like, you know the dads who just got a bit of a beer belly? Just to like...
I know what a dad bod is.
But not like... So anyway, she's whatever. She's 6 months pregnant, 8 months pregnant, and you can see it, and she's still doing it.
Wow. You've been watching those.
Well, I just got a lot of them on my Twitter. I've got a really weird Twitter.
I follow Riley Reid on Twitter, and Twitter's a weird one. It's weird that you can post porn on Twitter.
Yeah,
I find that strange.
Because you can see everything on Twitter.
That's weird. Why? When every other media is like, no, we shouldn't do that.
Free speech, baby. Free speech.
That's
America.
Weird.
America, you can thank Donald Trump for that.
Yeah, probably won't.
No, but so my Twitter's like half fantasy football dudes I follow, half porn stars, and then half like comedians. So it's some funny naked people.
I can't get into Twitter, man.
I just check them, you know, while I'm in the middle.
I check it for notifications, that's all.
Yeah, it's a... Okay, if we had to rate the social media apps,
mm-hmm.
I would say number one at the moment.
Yep.
The Talk.
OnlyFans, yep.
OnlyFans, okay. OnlyFans, Instagram, then TikTok.
I reckon TikTok's above Instagram at the moment. I find it more entertaining. Have you seen that Instagram's trying to bring in that new TikTok format?
Reels, guys. It's called Reels.
I'll tell you what annoys me about that.
Hit me.
It's only 15 seconds.
Oh, they're dumb.
Why wouldn't you just copy what TikTok is doing?
Do it exactly. Do it to 1 minute and 1 second. You know what I mean?
And like, they already won't be able to use the same songs because... TikTok's already got that deal. I feel like that'd be hard for them to get that deal.
But you can, all the same songs are on Instagram too.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you know how you use them in stories. I don't see why it'd be any different for Reels.
Right. Maybe you can.
Because when I upload my band songs to stuff, it's got to wait a while until it gets on everything. So it's just sort of like a distribution deal because all bands want their songs.
Can we add our podcast audio to stories?
I wonder if we could.
Why have we never tried that? It seems like a smart idea.
I wonder if we could.
We should try.
Might have to upload through a different distributor.
But yeah, I feel like Instagram just like, bro, just copy the TikTok format, you stupid idiots.
Yeah, it's funny how in the business world, it's legal just to fucking plagiarize.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Like if you're making a new Netflix, copy a lot of the shit from Netflix because they've got it right.
Well, Instagram already fucking plagiarized Snapchat.
True.
That's why Snapchat's dead. Well, it's still going in like for 14-year-olds, but...
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, I don't use it.
Yeah, nah. So we're going OnlyFans,
TikTok,
and Instagram on a tier together, I reckon.
Okay.
Then, I like YouTube better above those two still.
Nah.
Mm.
I haven't been watching that much YouTube.
Okay, YouTube below that.
I reckon.
Then Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Snapchat. And then Tom's Instagram.
Yeah, maybe even lower.
We always used to do that joke when we're making videos.
But with Kenny's, yeah, with Kenny's Snapchat.
With Kenny's Snapchat. We would pitch an idea and it was like the worst.
Oh, that's funny.
Good times.
But yeah, I don't know. Like Facebook lately, it's just a dark place, man. If you read comments if you fucking look at comments on a post, you're just going to go into a bad place. Because you can see fucking just the dumbest cunts. I think
that's when I'm like a bit too angry or... upset on the podcast, guys. I think I've read too many comments and I get like, oh, why are people so fucking
dumb? It actually
dumb?
Infuriates
why
me.
Why are you all so fucking dumb? I don't even have super and I'm smarter than you cunts.
Oh, it's insane.
Right.
There was that. Did you watch that interview recently? It was the Aussie bloke. He was interviewing Donald Trump.
Mm.
And it was like a really good interview because this guy, he's like an Aussie journalist living in America. He's like the son of a famous journalist in Australia, something Swan.
Mm.
And he's interviewing
that
Trump.
Big dick journalism energy. Yes.
And it was like the most memeable interview because he'd actually challenge Trump on the things he says. He'd be like, who says that? Where is that said and stuff?
Oh, sick.
And like, it was that kind of vibes. And I was like, that's awesome. And then I saw someone share it. And then I read the comments and all these people being like, fucking lefties, fucking blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, it just ruined my day. It was just so, like, it was such a good interview. This guy, like, made Trump try and have some facts for what he was saying.
Yeah.
And, like, a proper interviewer. And Trump was talking over him the whole time, of course. But it was just interesting. And then I started reading the comments. And that's when you get into the worst. As soon as there's politics involved, it's the worst.
Yeah, if you're going left and right and blah, 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 no.
Oh, it's just all shit.
No, we're not about that on this podcast. We're about...
We're facts.
We're about facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. It's Ben Shapiro.
Oh, yeah, he's
I went down the right wing hole once. It's very interesting. I do.
Oh, it's all terrible.
You just got to get a lot of information so you can decide for yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
And make sure it comes from credited people.
Make sure it comes from credited people.
Who've done their research.
Who've
and all
done
that
their research. This is too much. It's just too much. Blah, blah. We're talking at them now. We're not being fun enough for them. Shut the fuck up, Tom. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? We did 2 minutes. I looked at it as 20. Then we did 2 minutes 43 about how to form an opinion for themselves.
Here we go.
We need to shut the fuck up. And get on with the joke.
I've daters. They'll get cash from
there. Now we're back.
All right,
now
so we're back. Okay. This is something I want to talk about. I was the other night. I was bored, and I was like, "I'll tell you what. I want to watch. Like, I'm done with these serious series or comedy movies. I just want something fucking stupid." And I remembered that TV show on MTV called MTV Next, which was the funniest premise. So there's like maybe five people, one contestant who is the decider. These five people are playing to get this girl's heart, get another date with her, or they get $1 a minute for the time they spent with her that they can take, which is fucking nothing. It's a terrible prize. Probably like, the worst prize in history.
If they spend the whole time, they get like $150 or something max.
Not even.
What,
like
60 bucks?
$70.
Fucking hell.
So they get to decide whether they take the money or go on a second date.
Mm.
But yeah, the premise is they go out one by one. And it
off
can
the
be
bus. They walk off the bus and then they freeze frame on and it'll be like, Chad loves surfing, hanging with the boys, and once dated a girl because she had a cool car or something.
Exactly,
like
some cheesy facts. Yeah. And she can literally look at their face and go, next. And they have to go back on the bus and the next person comes out. It's brutal.
It's hilarious because it reminds me of back when I used to go picking up at the clubs.
Yes,
literally, because if I had enough in me, I'd go straight up to that girl group and they'll just go, no. I'm like, okay.
They used to say next, didn't they?
They might as well have said next.
Then I'd walk over, they'd go next, and then some other guy, and they'd go, okay.
Often next. Often they'll just turn the body enough. I'm like, oh, yep. What was that? Yeah, coming, Kev.
Just another vodka raspberry, please.
Oh, this isn't the bar. What am I doing here?
All right, so here's what I liked about it when I watched it. Everything you can't say anymore.
Really?
Almost all the things, like they play on racial stereotypes so hard. Mm. They play on like kind of rapey comments and stuff.
Sounds a lot like this podcast.
Yeah, a little bit too much. And let's have a little listen.
So what year do we think it was played in? Like 2000s?
Early, I reckon 2000s? Early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah. MTV, let's hit it.
The one that makes it to the end will choose. Either go on a second date or take the money. Careful what you do, because you may be next. I'm Charity, I'm 24, and I'm already falling off the next bus. Now it's...
So last time she was on the show, she fell off the bus when she was coming off. So this is like an All-Stars episode.
I thought someone was dubbing her voice, to be honest.
She has so much energy. It's
too much energy. That was
all of them. They must feed them lines. They must do all types of shit. Because some of the shit they say, you're like, you did not think of
you. That. No, stop.
So today, I'm gonna fall in love. Yeah. That's
right. She's doing like.
I like a guy who's a little ghetto because you know Miss Charity's always down for some thug love.
Some thug love, baby.
Gentlemen, get ready for a taste of this Manila cherry. Hala, hala, hala.
Wait, but these are the daters now. This is where it gets good.
Okay.
I'm Chris. I'm 23. And white chocolate is back to hear this girl taste my milky goodness. Yeah!
Milky goodness.
I'm Adam. I'm 24. And I made $1 last time. So this time, I'd like to at least match that.
I'm Anirudh, I'm 23, and once again, I'm bringing sexy back.
Oh, the awkward Indian.
I'm Sam, I'm 24, and I'd rather get next than stay on that bus again.
I'm Tremaine, I'm 24, and the last girl next to me was cold. So today I'm looking for hot, hot, hot baby. Hot baby, all the time.
Wow, that is some great producing there.
Mm.
The worst part is they probably weren't even... The producer probably told him to say that.
100%. Some of those lines are like... Oh,
was that you're looking for some white chocolate? I'm going to give you the milky goodness.
And then these guys start... They talk
these
together.
These all-star guys are on the bus again, still full of anxiety.
So many chads.
Charities fall down the stairs, gave her notoriety. There'll be laughs, romance,
so she's
and
from Manila.
Variety
yeah.
on the
what
next bus.
That?
Anna Roo, what do you hope we do today?
Well, I'm going to have some karate sex, you know?
Oh, yeah?
What's karate sex?
You want to have a look at it?
Do I?
Okay.
Karate sex.
Oh, come on. What is this? Yeah.
He's
doing
weird karate moves and then thrusting. This is the awkward Indian.
If I arrest, I will show it to her, you know?
You and these comments.
What in the actual fuck, Tom?
What's your strategy of picking up this girl?
What's my strategy?
Yes.
Oh,
Where are you going? Oh my god!
And he comes out in just his underpants. And
he's got that lean of the plug body.
Wait, so your strategy?
He has got the lean of the plug body.
So basically that guy, there's a scene where he literally starts chasing women without his clothes on.
That is funny.
It's just,
but like
you want
as a joke?
Yeah, but she's running.
Yeah.
She's scared.
Yeah. That's, it's hard, one of those hard ones because you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, but also you take the wrong shots, you're in jail, baby.
Yeah,
you're in jail.
Absolutely.
So it's still about loading your gun with the right bullets. That's what the lesson of this show.
Come bullets.
I think, like, I love the show Next. I love all MTV shows. They don't do them enough anymore.
Yeah, they should bring that back.
They 1,000% should bring
Next
back.
And I think you should go on it. Don't tell your girlfriend.
I would be on it. I would love to surprise her with that. That'll be a Valentine's Day present to her. I go, she go, what'd you get me? I go, watch this show. I got you $48 because I spent fucking 48 minutes.
$48 is
here's the way.
Bad.
If you want to win on that show, you need to start off with A, You got to walk out that bus. The girl's looking at you. She's going to straight away judge you.
What would you do? What's your strategy?
I'd say, well, she's going to straight away. If you're not good looking, she's going to go next. So you need to hit her quick. Get a thing and go, I can't say next straight away. You go, what do you do is you go, you come down, you go, I'm mixed race. If you next me, you're racist.
That's good.
Boom. And now she's thinking, what, mix?
Yeah.
I'm Australian, New Zealand. Why not? I don't, yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm Irish.
She's got to chat to me to find out.
That's good.
Then what you do is you subtly rip on everyone else on the bus. Because if you're early on, she's going to be thinking, what are these other dudes? They've got to be better than this string bean. So what you're going like, thank fuck for not sending me back to that bus. One of them was talking about the AIDS he got.
True, that's good.
And then she's just like, plant the fuck, seeds. How many of them have AIDS by now?
You're like, I didn't know Rolf Harris had a son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you sort of, if you can rip on everyone else in the bus, she's like, I'm going to stay with him by default.
Yeah, it's just the safest option.
It's the safest option.
See, I would walk out backwards.
Okay, I
like
that.
Save the reveal late.
Yo.
But then, before I turn around, I'd go, do you want to know the meaning of life?
I do.
And then I'd stay silent. And the clock ticks. Just counting that dollar a minute. I'm still facing the other way.
Well, we need to act this out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the girl. I'm going to be the girl.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Manila. I'm a thriller in Manila.
Here I come.
Oh. Hey, you're backwards.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. You going to turn around?
I don't think so.
I want to see
what
you...
Hey, here's one for you. Do you want to know the meaning of life?
Yes.
Of course you do.
Are you going to tell me?
Just wait.
Are you that one guy from the bus who has the AIDS?
No. No. Hold me kangaroo down.
No, next. That was not worth it very long. Okay, now it's my turn, okay?
Okay.
I'll try the same thing I talked about, and we'll see if that works in real life, and then we'll do random ones, okay?
I'm the cherry from Manila.
Oh, you're doing the same girl. You're going the same girl. Okay. I thought it'd be a different one. Okay. I'm mixed race. If you say next, you're racist.
But I'm mixed race.
Yo, we have so much in common. Yo, what mix are you?
I'm the mix between next and fuck off.
Oh, got me. I thought I had you.
Yeah, that's okay, tough. That's a tough
game.
We'll go again.
Okay. Again, you got to think to what this girl's going to like, okay? I'm Stacy. People call me like Malibu Barbie, even though I'm from Texas. But I have blonde hair and I like... sucking my dad's friends off.
Oh my god. Oh, Stacy, I'm a friend of your dad's. It's me, Tom.
Tom, what are you doing on this show?
Oh, you know, I was just coming down here because are you a cheerleader? You look like you cheerlead.
I am a cheerleader.
You got the body of a cheerleader.
I'm head cheerleader. Oh my goodness, how did you know that, Tom?
Do you
Tom?
Like White Claws?
I love White Claws. How did you know that?
I just got a vibe because I love White Claws.
They call me Stacy White Claw Deep Throat.
Wow.
Because after two White Claws, you'll never guess what happens. Why do you have two White Claws in your hands?
Well, I was hoping we could deep throat them together.
Oh, Tom. Okay, well, let's go on a date. Let's go. That was good. That was very good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I played for the audience.
No,
you
did. You did very well. Okay, let's go again.
No, yeah. I think that's enough.
This is a good game. People are fucking loving this game.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I thought that was definitely the last one.
There's five people on a bus, okay?
Okay. So who am I now?
You get to be any girl you want.
So I'm a girl, okay.
And I've got to try and impress you coming off the bus.
Hi, my name's Louisa. I'm a barista in Santa Monica.
Oh,
and
fuck.
I love listening to deep house trance music. My dad left me when I was 7 years old.
Interesting.
And my mom's now a lesbian.
Interesting.
I'm looking for a man who's looking for a man, if you know what I'm saying.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
Let's see who we've got coming down the stairs. You're very slow. Please come down the stairs.
Hey, are you the girl who ordered the MDMA? I'll choke you.
Okay, I'm listening. Would you like to go on a date?
I'm going to say next.
You don't get to say next.
Well, I'm saying it.
No, you have to go on a date with me.
I don't know about that.
That's how the show works. I don't even listen to MTV.
I would go on a date with you, but this is a very special edition. You probably know this.
Choke me.
Wait a second. Louise, this is the 100th episode of Next. Mm. Every other time, there have been prospective dates. What's the real thing missing in your life? Not a date? It's a father. That's me.
Oh, my God.
I left you.
Dad?
When you started talking because of that weird fucking voice. But I'm back now to be a role model and to give you a job.
What's the job?
I'm a janitor. You can be my apprentice. I'm going to turn your life around.
I hate cleaning.
I'm going to turn your life around.
Okay, I guess, Dad.
Yep, see, that was the last one.
That was the last one? Thank good. Fuck.
Win a date with one of our next contestants by joining our Patreon. Mm. We have recently upgraded from Facebook groups to a special own Discord where there's all our memes. There's different topics. Matt's chats. We're all interconnecting. How do you describe a Discord, Tom?
I don't really understand it yet. It's a young people thing. I think Xander was all about it. But it makes it easier. So if you sign up to our Patreon, you automatically get added to the Discord where you can chat and share ideas for the show and we will do stuff.
And if you've donated to Patreon and you're not in the Discord yet, please send Xander an abusive message. Okay, we've got examples from the Discords. There's a hashtag show suggestion.
Oh.
And Xander wrote, does anyone have recommendations? Some match chats. Been craving those. And then a lot of people writing more Matt's chats. We're going to have to give them what they want.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then there's also a Frenchies content hashtag into which I've already written in there. I did that picture.
Oh, that's hot.
Not sure what this hashtag is for. We'll post nudes later.
Oh, will
and
you?
Then I just posted a lot of gym updates. Haven't been going lately though, guys. So that's
did you just go that one time?
Yep.
Have you gone back to the nightclub bike riding or no nightclub boxing you went
to? My shoulder's too sore. I got a tear in one of my in my shoulder, and so I got bursitis. So I got to get a bursitis or something.
Isn't
like that
what Lena the Plug has? Stupid.
Do you like pregnancy porn?
Not for me.
It's nice when the kid joins in. Whoa. Just on the inside, he grabs it. No,
how do you know?
He grabs it.
How do you know?
No, I think if the kid's got arms, I don't think I wouldn't want to be putting a dick near it. You know what I mean?
Mm. It's not the same area that the dick.
It is a similar area.
Similar area, because
it comes
right
out of there.
If you're,
how long's it traveling to come out of there?
You're gonna have to get used to it though, because if you ever have a kid, you're gonna have to have sex with your girlfriend in those 9 months.
No, you're not.
Oh. Oh, true. Sorry.
For real.
That's my bad. You just have 9 months off.
You wear them out the first 4 months. You know what I mean? Do it like 8 times, and then you're good.
Imagine if she came in, you weren't having sex with her, but you were watching pregnancy porn.
That'll start a fight, wouldn't it?
That's a good prank.
That would be a great prank.
That would not go down well.
That'd be a funny prank, though.
But it's like they were further along in the pregnancy. It's like, baby, when you're 8 months,
get bigger,
I'll be into
get
it.
That dad bod cranking.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone listening has a pregnant missus at the moment, I dare you to call it a dad bod.
And then also watch pregnancy porn and make her walk in.
No, because they get real pregnant, real hormonal and moody. You got to be extra nice about that shit. So you, like, because girls get pretty self-conscious about their bodies when they're pregnant. So you need, wake them up by wanking over them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, go out of your way to be, look how aroused I am by your body. Saying, you look fucking sexy.
That's not.
You know what I mean? Don't be like, oh, gross. Never say that to
you
chicks.
You shouldn't say that to chicks.
No. Oh. I know, just know from experience, they've said it to me. And I was like, I didn't enjoy it. It hurt. They're like, next. Gross.
Next.
They want to be funny. It's pretty dark, but pedophile edition of Next.
Oh, no. What do you mean? Just kids walking into a room and they go, next. Jesus. This is how it'd go, Frenchie.
No, I don't want to do it anymore. I'll just say
the whole episode.
It's over. It's a Law and Order episode. I saw
the
it.
The kid would say, I come from a stable home life. They'd say next.
Next, yeah.
Yeah.
We know how it'd go. is it was Where's I shouldn't Matt's have said chats? It. No, I shouldn't have said it.
Well, you did.
That was Matt's chats.
That was Matt's chats. Yeah, blame it on Matt.
Okay. The chats, 2 exclamation marks.
Oh.
Hey, this is Frenchie's brother, Matt, the real Frenchie, and this is Matt's chats.
Wow, that sounded a lot like you.
Nailed it. I was pondering why there's a shitload of Macca's rubbish everywhere. Mm. Have you noticed this?
No.
Okay, this isn't going to be a bad chat then.
I'll pretend I've noticed.
But what we've learned about Matt's simple brain, well, actually a very complex brain.
It's something he's seen that day.
A, it's something he's seen that day. B, a lot of people relate to his shit. So there'll be a lot of this audience listening going, yo, he's right. There is
There's a lot of Macca's rubbish everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you?
And he goes on to write, I don't think it's a simple proportion of the total rubbish generated. I think it's a function of the demographic that eats Macca's.
Ooh.
Matt's about to get fucking rude here, I think.
I don't see many like quinoa salad bowls left around.
It's not about it. It's not a bad point. I don't see many sushi wraps.
I've never seen a caviar container on the
ground. Never seen the skin of potatoes, have you?
No.
No. You ever seen...
Is potato fancy food?
The end of celery.
See what I was doing?
Oh, you're doing fancy food.
You just started saying fucking food.
I was thinking of food.
You see the corn off the cob? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, I got to go back to the fancy ones. Never see a lobster head
in
the street, do you? No. Yeah. We're good. Anyway, he goes, I think it's a function of the demographic that eats Macca's. One, lazy fat cunts.
What? Fair. Not all of them.
I fit most of that. Two, I had Macca's on Saturday. I had large double quarter pound meal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And 10 McNuggets.
That is good.
Yeah, bro.
I'll tell you what, you fucked
couldn't,
up.
I
doing
couldn't
that.
Move for five, tell five you what, you hours. Fucked up. Yeah.
You can get 24 nuggets for maybe cheaper than 10.
But here's the thing. I can't get 24 nuggets because I'll have to try to eat them all. And yeah, then I can't move. Literally, I'll get like indigestion.
Yeah. That's not good for you.
Two, uneducated people making bad life choices because they don't know any better.
Whoa. Maybe they were getting salad from McDonald's.
Yeah, what the fuck, Matt? Just because someone gets Macca's doesn't mean you're uneducated making bad life choices. It's fucking...
I love the elitism, though.
It is hectic elitism.
Yeah.
And do you not get Macca's, Matt? Okay, Matt, you want to hear an embarrassing Macca's story while you're ripping on these uneducated people? Matt once made me lean over to order drive-through McDonald's because he didn't want to talk to the girl.
That's funny. Was she hot or something?
No, he just doesn't like... He went through a stage where he didn't like talking to strangers.
It does stress me out.
Not Macca's, but... Like,
I get stressed out at drive-thrus.
I get stressed out when I got to return something, but not Macca's. Not drive-thrus. I like that because I can order as weird as shit and then they're like... They're trying to guess who this weird cunt's going to be and it's me and they're like, oh, what a fuck. Okay.
I remember we went into McDonald's just after my Macca's ad came out and you started calling out, hey, it's the guy from the Macca's ad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Started telling all the staff and it was the most embarrassing thing ever.
The guy from the Macca's ad, the Monopoly.
The Monopoly man. And you started acting it out.
I was such a good friend.
I was the worst.
I'm such a good friend. Three, young people who are on benders or hungover. Well, that's true because I was very hungover. I don't think I'm young, but I was on a very hungover on Saturday.
Mm, it does... It is great when you're hungover.
Oh, it's the best. Mm. Sometimes
bit of grease.
You want to get hungover just so you can enjoy your Macca's probably. Like on a road trip.
Yeah, it's like, well, I have to. I'm on a road trip. Yeah. I have to. I'm hungover. My body's already ruined. I might as well.
The Colonel too. Oh, okay,
the Colonel.
And then Matt continues this. As the face of Macca's, Tom, what advertising campaign would you use to stop the scourge of Macca's litter?
Hmm. Like a Raka Raka style video. So someone's...
So the rack up a line?
No, Raka Raka.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Our friends who make YouTube videos.
Yep.
Yeah. So they've got their Ronald McDonald character. Yep. So someone throws it out the window. Ronald McDonald sees it and he murders the whole family.
Okay. I think...
It's like those driving ads where it's like drink driving and they show a car crash.
Yep.
It's like that. The worst case scenario is Ronald McDonald kills your whole family.
What I think... It could be a... Because I thought you said rapper.
Oh.
Could there be a rap about Don't Litter from Macca's?
Mm. This is a rap.
I think we need to put the beat on. Get the beat going.
All right, let's get one up. I've got to make sure it's not one we've used, so I might have to go a few.
Oh, we can use the same one. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no. We need fresh.
So this is our first Matt's Chats turned into a song, and we're going to do a song about Don't Throw Away Your Maccas.
Yep, of course. All right, here we go. This is a McRap.
Ronald McDonald. Remix.
Grimace.
Birdie.
And a Hamburglar.
And a Hamburglar.
Driving in my car. Finish my quarter pounder. Chuck it out the car. Ooh. Ooh. What's that in the far? Ronald McDonald coming to kill my ma. Ooh. My ma and pa. My brother and my sister. My gran. My dad. Everybody's dead. Too much?
Not good going on. That's good. Perfect amount.
It's your turn.
Yo, it's Ronald McDonald here. Listen to what I gotta say. Gonna kill your whole family today. If you throw away any of your rappers, I shoot you in the face with my gun, pow pow.
I'm loving
it. Shoot you in the dick with my gun, pow pow.
I'm loving it.
Shoot you in the nipple with my gun, pow pow. There was a porn star, pregnant, Lena the pug, went to heaven.
Dad bod. I got a dad bod, I'm preggers. I got a dad bod.
Yeah.
They call me Grimace of the streets. I'm Grimace in the sheets.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm all purple because I'm preggers. Grimace was pregnant the whole time.
This is getting dark. Yeah. Yeah, Grimace. Yeah, shout out Grimace. Yeah, Hamburglar.
Grimace is coming on for a rap in Grimace's voice. Ready?
Here we Grimace.
Go. Grimace rap.
Grimace. My name is Grimace. I'm Jujubum the purple one. I'm Grimace. I don't get a lot of time in the McDonald's ads. I don't know why, but I'm Grimace. And you should not miss her. Cause I'm friends with Ronald and I have another friend. My brother is Tom Armstrong, Grimace.
Grimace was special, I didn't know.
No, Grimace was passionate.
Oh, okay.
It was,
that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was good. Fade it out. Oh, nice. Fade it out.
Wow.
That was
beautiful.
No, that was I think that was right. All right. That was felt. I should say we do not condone Ronald McDonald killing a pregnant woman because she lit it. I believe he mentioned that in the song.
No, I think Grimace was actually a pregnant woman.
Oh, Grimace was the pregnant woman. Yeah, it wasn't Lena the plug.
No.
Okay, that was just a
name. It was confusing.
It was confusing as all of our songs. we got one more Matt's Chats. Let's
hear it.
Recent news.
Ooh.
An explosive material stored in a warehouse next to a fireworks factory exploded. Was that next to a fireworks factory too?
Yeah, bro. That's why it was such a big explosion.
But I knew that. I didn't see any fireworks
going
on.
It's like a firecracker factory.
No, it's all explosion. And then he wrote, this is so...
Oh, no. Should you be reading this?
No, it's fine. It's just classic Matt. Can you think of any other things that shouldn't go together? E.g. guns and Americans. E.g. priests and children.
Okay.
E.g. religion and science. It's just very like, I see what you're trying to do here, Matt, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rice on pizza.
Okay. Like that. Here we go, Matt.
That's one of the few things I think that wouldn't be good on a pizza is rice.
Apples and doctors. Because an apple a day keeps them away. So
true,
you put them together, what's he going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like
confusing.
A negative and a positive, yeah.
Yeah, that is fucking... Mm. That's like when you're trying to put the magnets together and you got the wrong ends. And they're like, and you're like... Doctor, here's this apple, and he just fucking runs.
They hate it.
That'd be a funny prank, storming in the doctors with apples. Like, what do you need to see me for? I'm like, oh, I just need to show you this, and you show him an apple.
Ah! Not an apple.
It's like vampires. That's Matt's chat. So should we go into some stories, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one I want to talk about is...
Tell me, baby.
I sent you the link, and you watched it, so we probably don't need to watch it again.
Tell me, baby.
Beverly Mitchell slamming me on the morning
this
show.
This is the best thing ever. We do need to watch it again.
You want
to
watch it again? I got the
because
link.
It's all talking to. It's not as nexty as it is. For those who aren't following this saga, Tom's been doing these incredible shout outs.
On Cameo, getting celebrities, tricking celebrities into shouting out people they probably shouldn't shout out.
Yeah, and he got the girl the daughter from Seventh Heaven to shout out Ivan Milat. And she was like, I hear you're so good with backpackers, Ivan. Not a lot of people will pick them up, but you do. God bless you. And then didn't she shout out Jimmy Savile too? Or was that the other one?
That's the other one. So I got Carole Baskin as well. But this interview, so basically the prank went up and I did it ages ago, this first one, and it didn't, like, I thought it would get news, but it didn't. But then when I put it in TikTok format, it went massive and it was like all the news picked it up and it eventually got removed. And I was like, that's fucking annoying. Like, I paid for this, so they assigned me the copyright. So technically it's my video.
True.
But there was a clause that says they can revoke it.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did they revoke it? And I got on the phone with the lady and she said it was because of the editing. So then I re-uploaded it without editing. And I was like, that's a stupid excuse. That's not why.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was obviously Beverly Mitchell, the lady I tricked, had seen it.
Got a lawyer to take it down.
And she was very upset. Overly upset about it. And she went on to Channel 7's The Morning Show.
Mm.
And I didn't get invited to come on and speak my piece. It was just like a piece about what a bad person I am. And they purposely avoided saying my name the whole time.
They fucking slandered you. They slandered you. And they wouldn't even say your name. Yeah. That is fucking bullshit. Who are the hosts of these? Who is it?
Larry Ebner. The Price is Right.
Larry Ebner and Kylie Gillies. We will say your name. I hope you fucking listen to this. I hope your kids are listening to this. How can you not say poor Tom's name? He's making...
Well, it's probably for the best.
Australia is built around jokes. Having a laugh at our own expense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the most Australian thing I think you've ever done.
It is very Australian.
Yep.
And they cut out the jokes of the... They re-showed the clip, but they just showed the start and the end. They didn't show the actual joke parts where she was like, I hope you go to Seventh Heaven, Ivan Milat. And I make her look like a fucking idiot.
It was a hatchet job. It was literally like, let's make the no-name prankster bit look as bad as possible and then make you look like a saint. And it's like, come on, you're supposed to be Australian.
When she joined the cast of US sitcom Seventh Heaven, starring as Lucy, the middle daughter of the Camden family, she became a favourite with fans the world over.
Someone really said I was cute? You sure? Cute, not pretty? Just cute.
It's a weird scene to choose.
I guess I can take cute.
But the actress made unwanted headlines earlier this month after an Aussie tricked the star into filming this unfortunate personalised shout-out.
So you see me in this bit.
So, Ivan, Milat, I hope I said it right, sending you lots of love and thank you again for being such a big fan.
Now for the first time, Beverly is ready to speak about the prank. And she's got a message to her fans down under.
It's like now for the first time.
It was like she was like a fucking one of those kids in a dungeon for years. For the first time, she's come out to
therapy
talk about
for
it,
3 years from. Like I just, now for the first time since this traumatic experience,
they make it sound so.
Since she made $200 for not googling a dude called Ivan Milat. You didn't say it right, by the way, you idiot. Yeah.
To hear Beverly Mitchell joins us now from her home in Los Angeles. Welcome to the morning show. It's so lovely to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so let's talk about this. This all happened on an app. It's called Cameo. So explain to the people at home how Cameo works.
Well, so Cameo is you can basically have me do shout-outs. Usually they're birthday messages and usually uplifting messages for people who are feeling down.
She also doesn't say that she gets paid.
But it's a way that you can kind of like reach charity. Out with your favorite celebrity and kind of have a connection. And that is what I thought I was doing, which obviously is not at all what happened on this video, which was very unfortunate.
Yes.
And really, really upsetting. And actually, I have to thank my amazing Australian fans who literally like emailed
Frenchie emailed her.
I got tons of emails from my Australian fans saying, you have no idea what just happened. This is, you know, this is the guy that you did the cameo for. You're being made a, more importantly, you're the pain and suffering for these families that is being brought up. And they just knew that I would have no part in something like this and would never want to participate in. So I was very, very grateful for my amazing Australian fans who basically rallied around me and was like, get it off.
And how I like how she says her fans showed her to support her, but no, they were showing you because I bet half of them were fans of the podcast going, look, yo, look at this. Look what Tom made you do.
It's so funny, man. But she gives me a personal message that I didn't have to pay for, which is nice.
Let's keep watching. Yeah. I'm enjoying this a lot.
To do that then, once you decided then at that point immediately, this has got to stop, what happens then?
It's actually very difficult. It was it took a lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of phone calls to be made. And it was literally just days before I was going into labor and having my child, my third child. So I was...
Technically it wasn't. It was a year before.
It was a year before. It went virally. That is funny. That
third
just got...
child. That doesn't even matter.
Well, especially if she's not getting enough... seven Devons. She might have been a bit stressed. That's probably what she was saying.
Yeah, bit of a dad bod. She was dad bodding.
So she recorded it when she went into labor, or resurfaced when she was just before she went to labor.
Apparently, yes.
That's actually funnier.
That's funnier.
That is that's funnier.
That's funnier.
That's
only incredibly pregnant and ready to have a baby. I was hormonal and just horrified because that's not who I am. I was so
no one thinks you were supporting
her. No one thinks that's who you are.
No one watches that video and goes, "Wow, she really likes that murderer."
Why is she supporting him?
He murdered a lot of people.
That's who she is. That's who she is. She loves serial killers.
Why did Ivan Milat get a personalized message from the grave?
No one even told her to do that.
Ivan Milat.
She just recorded a video. She goes, "Hey, Ivan.
I love you, Ivan Milat."
Who the fuck would think that's who you are? Of course, doesn't matter.
Someone was using me to cause someone pain and thinking that that's funny.
So even
I'm fucking
even that was it's just. She's like accusing you of making that whole video
to cause people pain.
Like you send it to the family of the people who I've the backpackers who Ivan Milat killed.
That was originally my plan.
Was that your plan?
I was gonna get her to do it and then send it directly to them and say, "Look, even Seventh Heaven are glad. Beverly Mitchell supports the death of your family." That was my plan all along.
Original plan, couldn't get the contact details.
Yeah, and then I was like, "Oh, I might as well just post it."
That is what. That's no, obviously there's another reason she did it, you duffer.
Don't call her
such
a duffer.
Such horrific crimes that were done to these families, and thinking that that's funny.
I don't think Ivan Milat thought it was funny.
It's so aggravating. And
is that what she's talking about? She's saying Ivan Milat thought killing them
no
was funny.
No one thinks the crimes are funny.
Ivan might have.
No.
No?
No. Why even he was like, "Yeah, this is pretty dark. This is..."
The killings?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought he might have thought they were funny.
No, he was more into like cartoon strips and newspapers. That was his sense of humor. Dark. Like a Ginger Meg's, the dark.
Yeah,
he liked those sort of humor. He was
Garfield.
Garfield. He liked Mondays.
Different humor. Different
this
humor.
This is dark. Okay, keep going.
To me, not because of... them using me, but just that somebody would find it funny in inflicting any more pain to families who've already endured way too much.
Beverly, if it's any solace, you're not the only celebrity to be tricked by this guy.
This guy.
Do you have a message for the comedian to set this up and set you up?
At least she called you a comedian.
Well, you know, if you want to be a comedian, more power to you, but be funny. That this is not funny. Causing pain and causing... suffering to people who've already endured so much.
I should cancel my torture tour.
It's not funny. And that's not talent. So if you want to show off your talent, then find something that's actually humorous. And usually, to be honest, the best humor is when you can kind of poke fun at yourself and you can kind of find what connects
connects us all.
No, did she just say the best humor is you can make fun of yourself?
Yes.
Like, what would something you could have done that would have been funny?
You could have just laughed.
You could have accidentally called out a serial killer.
Mm.
You could have... I've got a big tip for you guys, any aspiring comedians.
Yep.
Try to be funny.
Mm. Right? Okay.
No, actually, that's not right. Don't be... I'm
torture.
Confused.
No.
Torture. No. Go on. Keep it going. I'm enjoying this so much.
Play with that. But be kind. And, and I'm so sad. And I'm sorry that something's happened to you, that you find that this is okay and that this is what you call comedy. But it's not.
What happened to you?
I should have.
What happened to you?
I should have done a reply and been like, Beverly Mitchell, you didn't do your research again. My family died at the hands of Ivan Milat. Plot twist. And then she'd be like, oh, damn, I did it again.
And so it was your way of coming to terms with your grief. You're like, I don't hate you anymore. I've forgiven you. Whoa.
And then Beverly Mitchell rubs it in my face by bringing
it
up again.
Is she still on Cameo?
I think she is.
We should get her again.
That's what I want
to
do.
We need to get
her
again.
But I need to wait a little bit.
Yep.
I want to get her again.
Finish off the interview. Let's go.
They blocked me, though. Cameo's blocked
me. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And honestly, in this day and age, more than ever, do we just need to be nice to one another and kind to one another. And you have no idea how much harm you can cause by something that you think is funny.
Well said. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the good stuff. We've got to congratulate you. The arrival of your third baby, Maisie.
And then it just goes into that.
The best part was like, what has happened to you in your life that you would want to do this? Were you a child actor on a show and did your father turn out to be a pedophile? No,
not me.
That was not
that
you.
That was Beverly
that
Mitchell.
That was Beverly Mitchell.
Yeah.
No way.
And I love that they didn't bring that up.
Isn't that the darkest shit ever, guys? Did you hear that?
Yeah, so he went into therapy and confessed to multiple
Reverend.
The Reverend.
He was in character so long, he started acting like a Reverend.
Playing a dad to all these girls.
That is so dark.
That is and so... And I'm the bad guy.
You're the bad guy. You're the nameless... Can't believe they didn't mention your name once, man.
I know.
That's bullshit.
It's probably for the best because all Channel 7 people who listen to the morning show would have been like, let's get him.
I would love that. We would love, funny, you got to choose your battles and we would love to, the Tom and Frenchie podcast army, whatever we're called again.
Children.
The Tominites. French Ticklers. We've got a lot of names.
The Survivors.
The Survivors, the Replacements. We would unite and defend your honor.
Thank you. That would.
We really still will. Yeah. I got a photo with Kylie Gilley's son once, I believe.
Oh, really? Is he a listener?
It was sick. It was at...
you should tell your mum that was funny and not sad.
That's what I'm saying. It was at the premiere for that Jason Bourne.
Ooh.
So everyone's there and she comes up, like the big dog newsreel. She's like, I don't know who you are, but my son likes you. And
why did
like,
she
oh,
say
shit,
that?
Yeah.
Did you go in for
a kiss?
She
goes, can you get a photo with him? I was like, yeah. What's in it for me?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I meant like a newsreading gig.
Me too.
But that was very
was funny, man.
Incredible, Tom.
I enjoyed that. But yeah, I did a full reaction on the Roundabout Crew if you want to watch that.
Roundabout Crew, youtube.com/roundaboutcrew if you want to see the full reaction.
I filmed a little shout out at the end to prove my point that you should just do your research and it's not my fault.
Yeah, you randomly got booked for a cameo. Who booked it for you?
Al Qaeda booked it.
Al Qaeda.
Yeah, it was for Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, so Tom's final joke was he was like, oh,
I got another cameo and then I do a shout out for Osama bin
Laden. Can you do some of it?
Do you want me to just play it?
Yeah, play it. That was funny, man. Just the cameo bit. Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Where is it?
It's such a nice... it's just a fucking joke, love. Like, that's the problem with all comedy offends someone and all comedy... No one's going to enjoy all comedy, but if you get the majority laughing, it's worth doing because it's going to make someone's day. You doing that shout out probably like cheered up
heaps
multiple
people
in lockdown right now, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That was the laugh they needed.
And I mean, she was on Seventh Heaven. She's got
money. Hey, Osama bin Laden. It's your boy, Tom. Your friends tell me that you just flew into a new job at the World Trade Center, so congratulations. I hear... you're a twin or you were born in a set of towers, twin towers or something. I don't know, man. Thanks to your friend, Mr. Qaeda, for setting this up. Al Qaeda, I think you said your name was. That's awesome, man. I hear you're the bomb. You're an explosive personality and good on you, bro.
There we go.
Nice little shout out.
Yeah, nice little shout out.
I hope they enjoy that. I have no idea like what that was really for. I guess it's a happy birthday or something. I guess
it's just a nice guy having a birthday.
I get these cameos and sometimes I have to clarify because they're just so cooked. I'm like, I'll comment them. I'm like, hey, is this just a random one or is it a birthday or something? I'm like, nah, just say what I said and it'll be like, yo, George, your pudding sucks like your face. And like it's just like one real random sentence. That's you funny. Know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you the best thing about your cameo. Mm-hmm. I think because I sent you a link to Cameo, every time you do a cameo, I get like 20 cents or something.
That's fucked up.
So I'll just get a money. Random input of like 20 cents in my bank account.
Better not be coming out of my cut.
Out of your cut.
Better not be coming out of my
I
cut.
I hope it is.
That's good. I'm no, getting paid, son. Very if you funny. Want a cameo, go. Let us know. Or yeah, yeah.
You know I always forget though. I've yeah, had a few that right. have lapsed. I'm sorry.
I always miss the streak.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm not.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. You win some, you lose some.
It's not like I've got work though. I really shouldn't forget. I did my first show, stand-up show in whatever 4 months last Tuesday, guys. Frenchie and Friends Comedy Night. It's only $15 tickets. Most of the first few weeks are sold out. So if you want to go quickly.
If you're listening to this, if you're one of the first listeners, there is a show tonight.
There is a show tonight sold out though. So in the upcoming weeks. We just sort of fuck around on stage. It's a lot of fun. I get some guests in. Last week, so me and Tom talked about it on the podcast on Friday. He's known he's going to.
Did we talk about it on Friday?
We
on the
did
podcast?
Talk about it on Friday. Not on the podcast, but in life we did.
I don't
like because I like I see you on Tuesday because you weren't sticking around for Kick-On's filming.
I don't think. I completely forgot.
And anyway, so Tom was supposed to be there. I messaged at 6:30 on Tuesday, and I'm like, "Yo, how long do you get here, Tom?" He's like,
ew. "I was like at the shops with dinner stuff."
It's like, oh. Hopefully, no one paid just to see you.
I doubt it, Frenchie. Let's be real.
Beverly Mitchell's there.
Imagine if she was.
Make people laugh.
Imagine if I got bashed by Beverly
Note
Mitchell.
To self, be funny. So yeah, it was a really, really fun show.
It was fun?
Because it's like a smaller, so it's an 80-seater and then we can only do half capacity because we want to split everyone. And then everyone who booked a ticket, like half of them didn't show up because they're scared of COVID. It was a bit rainy that night. So it was maybe 16 people there or something.
Do I have to wear a mask?
No. And we had separate mics for everyone.
Oh, that's good. I was worried about that because you're very spitty
yeah,
when you
I
talk.
Yeah, I spit a lot. No, definitely. So it was
very
COVID safe. It was only 16 people, but it was like really sort of like real comedy.
Yeah, bro. 16's a lot for the gigs I do. So
no, but it's like it's like, you know the difference between that big theater special and then there's the Dave Chappelle one where he's just in a small room, he's having a cigarette and he's sort of just talking about what's on his mind. Mm. That's more what these vibes are like. It's more like sort of unfinished. I just did a rant about whatever I want to talk about. Lockdown, security guards, man. I just sort of just fucked around some shit.
And we had some fun.
Neil headlined it. He was really good. We had Carl Legacy, who we might get on the podcast. He killed. It was a really good night. Tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow.
We'll have three.
It's in my brain.
You and two others.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who are the others?
Sydney Comics, Sam Kissajuan, I believe, and Sean Michaels.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, you know,
I know
Sean. You know Sean.
I saw him randomly one time.
So yeah, so if you want to do that, come along. It's going to be a lot of fun. 7 more shows. I might extend it though. Just something.
See how we go.
I want to get my shit tight as fuck for next year.
Good idea. I want to do a show sometime.
Let's do one or two more news stories and call
I think
it.
There's some good ones.
Yeah, there's definitely some good ones. Let's fucking bang it out. We haven't done a proper one in a while. Let's bang it out for our listeners.
All right, here's one. I'll start with this. This was one that I saw this is for our New Zealand listeners. There was a brewery in Western Canada was forced to apologize after unwittingly naming a beer product after the Maori word for pubic hair. So they went out with a full beer.
Oh.
Not doing their research. It's called Huru Huru.
Oh.
I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, but
it's unlucky.
Maori word for pubic hair. That is the worst name.
Because it would be hard to find that out, though.
Would it?
You're not going to type in, hey, what does this word mean in Maori?
But it looks like it's trying to be like a New Zealand beer butt. See how it's like got the tribal.
Oh.
I don't know. It looks like.
But yeah, I thought you said it was Canadian.
It is. But you think if you were doing like a. I don't know.
So they're like, I'll have two cans of pubes.
Yeah, that's like the grossest name for a beer.
That is so good.
So that's a good one. That was just, that's a short story.
That is, like, you need a whole rebrand.
Yeah, that's fucked. Someone's getting murdered. They're straight up getting Ronald McDonald out of there.
Tasmania's 132-year-old Table Cape Lighthouse needs a tour guide. And they'll be able to make their own rules. Did you put this in the chat?
That's a Xander special.
This is a Xander special.
I saw that and I was like, there might be something to it, maybe. I didn't go into it.
I was like, Tasmania Lighthouse. I'm like, okay, there could be something here. If you're looking for a project to keep you busy over the spring and summer months, one Tasmanian council thinks they've got the ultimate opportunity. But anyone afraid of heights may want to think carefully about applying. Xander, have you listened to this podcast?
Is that from seek.com? Is that an ad for? He's got some kind of side job with.
Was it the Round the Twist episode?
Should we go work in a lighthouse?
Okay, it's known for expansive views of the coast. Did you mean to put this in?
Do you reckon maybe he's like, Frenchie, this could be your new job? Now that stand up, like it's harder to do.
I'm thinking he's getting to the make your own rules part is going to be funny.
Right, what is it?
You'd be running it as a sole trader or partnership, whatever you wanted to make. They essentially had to make their own rules, how often they're there, how many days a week, and how many hours. This is really a...
Sounds like an all right job. I'd go work in a lighthouse.
It's just a strange article to put in. One of the highlights of the former job guy's tenure was a man who decided to play bagpipes from the top of the lighthouse, 180 meters above the sea level.
That would not be what I would do.
So some guy paid him. Oh, so some guy paid the lighthouse keeper. He goes, you want to play bagpipes up here? And he's like, yeah. I also had a blind person standing up there with the wind blowing in their face while I described everything to them. It's unbelievable.
That's not the person you want in a lighthouse, is it? You want someone who can see like boats coming ashore.
No. So the lighthouse keeper had visitors. The lighthouse keeper wasn't blind.
Mm-hmm.
And he described, because the blind person can't, it was not the lighthouse keeper.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you be the blind person. I'll describe it to you.
Okay.
Yep. What?
That's the wind.
Okay. Okay, go on, yeah. How you going here, Jeffrey? Yeah, careful up the top of the stairs. Up, yep.
I'm almost.
Yep.
Am I up?
Yep. Yeah.
More steps. Okay.
So you're facing out to sea now. Is a beautiful bluey green sea. Can you sort of like visualize it? Can you visualize it? Can you smell that? Can you smell that sea air? Does it smell a little bit pissy? Does it smell a little bit?
No, it does. Yeah.
Because you're in the toilet, you duffer. I played a prank on you. We're not even close. Nah, I took you into the bathroom. I fucking got you.
Good one.
I haven't had a lot of human contact in a while.
Yeah, right.
I'm in a lighthouse in Tasmania.
Yeah. Okay.
You got that. So when you said I'll pay you $20 to come stand and describe it to you, I was like, what? You would want me describing it to you?
Can I get my money back?
No. I've a few more stairs. Come up the top. Okay. We're up the top of you now.
Yeah, right.
Now,
yeah, it's fucking windy.
It's windy. It is windy. Yeah, we're up the top now. Now, hear that? You hear that noise?
Yeah, I can fucking hear. I can't see.
Yeah, can you guess what that noise is?
Oh, fuck! Are you jerking?
I'm having a little jerk. I'm because you're in my jerk pad. This is
Just for the record, I can hear.
Oh, yeah, I can't see. Sorry, human contact has been a while. Do you have any sisters? I have not seen a woman in a long time.
You and me both.
You are good, Jeffrey. I like you. Nah. Do it on come work here for me. No, I gotta go describe what's happening, okay? There's an ocean, fucking waves and shit. You know what that looks like, kind of?
I assume that's what was going to be up here.
Yep, okay. Pretty cloudy day, so...
Right.
There's clouds and no boats at the moment. It's actually night. I'm not going to lie to you. It's fucking night. I can't see shit.
This is the worst day of my life. When I was born
sorry,
blind.
Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. I just didn't think you'd know.
Pranked. All right, here's the next story. You swine. German nudist chases wild boar that stole laptop. Here's a picture. It looks like Ralph Wiggum's when he's running. It's like a naked, fat, chubby dude chasing pigs.
The boar stole his laptop.
And he was naked for some reason.
At a nudist... it's a nudist park.
Other people have clothes on.
Yeah, but half... So we're looking at a picnic party. Two of them are naked and two of them have clothes on. Like, they're sitting around on a picnic blanket. Then he's running past them, just a random naked dude. Get this... Read the whole story.
Oh, there's another
read
shot.
Read the whole story. If you got a chance to do it a in a nudist German bather accent, do it.
In a what accent?
German. Doesn't it say German?
A nudist bather.
No, just when the voices come.
Oh. Who stole...
Go on.
Stole a wild boar near a German lake in Berlin. After it stole his laptop, was applauded by onlookers after a successful pursuit.
Oh, so he tackled it down.
The photographer who captured the drama said the unidentified nudist was very happy for her to share the images. Please, share away.
Is that a bit creepy that... Because I imagine a boar chase would happen fucking quickly, yeah?
Mm,
she maybe. Has her camera in her hand, was already taking photos at a nudist beach. You got to be subtle about that
I've seen those videos on Pornhub.
Nudist boar chase?
Mm, very good.
Yeah.
It's like I watch that, then I would go back to pregnancy, and then I switch back to nude man chasing boars.
Maybe he was trying to move into the abattoir, and he needed he needed a boar.
He needed something for his resume on Flatmite.
Did he tackle it? I feel like that's how they train.
There's no picture of him tackling it, so I'm going to say...
I feel like in New Zealand, that's how they train from early ages. So they're good at rugby tackling is age of 3, 4, they'll throw them out into the bush.
Sheep. With the sheep.
Well, they start off on the sheep, tackling then they move on to the boars because boars have got dangerous tusks and stuff like that.
Do they have boars in New Zealand?
They're bringing them in for rugby training.
Right, right, right.
Yep. So they start off on the sheep. You got to get the placement. You got to get hit them with the shoulder. You get the head next to their legs. You got to drive them.
Oh.
Because you might not be as big as them. You got to get that. They want to teach the technique right on the sheep. Mm. Bring them down. Ruck them. Maul them. Move up to the bulls. Then they get bears.
Wow, bears.
That's how you become a man, is you tackle. They give a bear a football.
Oh, that's what The Reverend was about with Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes,
The New Zealand remake of was... They tape a football to a bear and...
he fights it.
Yeah. No. He doesn't fight it. The bear's got to try to score and they got to bring the bear down.
That I would watch that.
Yeah. And it's 2 13-year-old boys.
Excuse me?
Who get to tackle the bear.
Oh, okay.
That would be a cool... I'd like to make a film about New Zealand.
Why you?
Because I think it'd be funny.
Why wouldn't you make one about Australia? Or you just like make up facts?
I'll just make up facts like how they train from rugby at an early age.
Yeah, I like that.
Actually, even just a skit about the rugby factory that is New Zealand. Because they're all so fucking good. For how small their population is, it is insane how good they are at rugby.
True.
It is legitimately insane. True. So they must be doing shit from the age. In the womb, bro, they're probably training them. As soon as they come out.
Right.
Doctor throws a footy at them. If they catch it.
They stay.
If not, back to Australia. Australia. Yeah, and then they infiltrate the other countries with their shit of players. Mm. Smart.
That is smart.
That's smart. Cheer, bro.
I
got another good story.
Let's hear it.
Woman catches Amazon driver mid-squat pooing in her garden.
It's one thing for the neighbor to bring around a dog and shit in your garden, but imagine seeing a grown-ass man.
Special delivery. The worst part is they tell them to be around during that time, so they have to see it. Delivering now. It's like, I'll go pop out and have a look.
But imagine if you looked in the shit and your parcel was in there. You'd be like, oh, okay, that's actually quite efficient.
Amazon has sacked the delivery driver.
That's embarrassing.
What?
He's going to be at FedEx.
After a horrified neighbor caught him pooing in a garden. That's good fertilizer.
Yeah, it
does
depends.
She want her roses to grow?
If he did it near the rose, yes. If he does it in the middle.
On the driveway, you don't want that. Mm. NHS counsellor Sharon Smith, 53. Sounds like a Karen, to be honest.
Doesn't it?
Sharon. Karen.
That rhymes.
That's a Karen move to fire someone just because he shat in your garden.
Just have a laugh. It's a Beverly Mitchell move.
Fuck
off.
It is a Beverly Mitchell move.
Did you think about families?
What has happened to you that you will need to do that? I was like, well, I ate Mexican, didn't I?
A lot of Mexican and a couple of coffees.
Sharon didn't let me into a bathroom. Said she was cooking in her kitchen when a van pulled up outside of her home. A man ran from the vehicle towards her garden and she followed him. So it wasn't just in plain sight. Mm.
She was trying to hide.
She's sneaking up on him.
She was a peeping Tom.
Wait for this. She followed him, suspecting he could be stealing some wood. Is that not the most Karen shit ever to immediately think someone's stealing wood?
Go to a forest.
There's a lot of fucking wood around. If he needs wood that bad, let him have it.
Yeah.
What are you going to... You're 53 years
old.
He must
be freezing.
You're leaving the safety of your house to accost a man who you think's stealing wood.
And if a man jumps out of a car and runs anywhere, you don't want to be in his path.
Don't follow him. Don't.
He's either going to punch someone in the head
in high
or do a shit.
In high vis, you just go, oh, he knows what he's doing. He's got high vis on.
This is a tradie fight.
This is a tradie fight. But the mama too caught the man mid-squat defecating on a property among the trees. Among the trees too.
That's fine.
That's the way to do it.
Bro, when I was in LA, the last trip.
Yes.
I saw that guy. You were there, you but you weren't him. There. I took a photo, I think. And he was...
It was like the Walmart car park or something.
No, it was like somewhere fancy, like the Grove or something.
Yeah, the Grove car park.
I saw his asshole and the shit coming out. That's how close it was.
That is disturbing. Like,
I can still picture it.
Everyone can remember the few times where you've seen an asshole.
Mm.
And then, wait a minute, what's... Oh, it's weird how it opens up.
It looks like childbirth.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, getting rid of that dad bod.
He got rid of it. He was svelte after
it,
that.
Really? And it does look like the smoothie machine too, because it comes out small and sort of No, it doesn't matter.
Never seen it that close.
Sharon said he even asked her what her problem was and got aggressive as he tried to leave. Well, if you're staring at a man trying to shit...
Have you ever looked at a dog doing a shit? They look concerned back at
they
you.
They're like, why are you looking at me? I know. I always avoid my eyes. I'm like, I'm not looking, Norm. I'm not looking.
Because they're like... Because they're vulnerable.
They're vulnerable.
That's like an animal instinct, because you're vulnerable. You don't want to get attacked while you're doing a shit.
That would be the worst time to be attacked.
That's what he was worried about.
I'd rather be mid-wank and get attacked than mid-shit.
Because that way you've got something to hit him with.
Extra weapon. Extra weapon. Yeah, stab him too.
Stab him. Poke him.
There should be a little adjustment you can put. Not adjustment. Attachment. Ooh, you can put on your dick.
I love that.
Like a little metal spike.
Or like a hammer.
Oh, kind of boom, hammer. I was thinking like Impale Him, like Heath Ledger movie? The Knight one? Knight's Tale. Yep. A Knight's Tale. You can joust, get hard, and then you run at your mate.
Do you reckon that's a type of porn? Because that's funny. And whoever's got the longer dick is obviously going to win.
That is definitely a kick-ons game. Is it both like a footy kick-ons game?
Absolutely.
You both get hard and you run at your cock jousting.
Oh, and what you do is, here's how you determine the winner.
Video.
Here's how you determine the winner. You put a bit of paint on the end. So I've got blue paint on the end of my cock. You've got red. So I know if you've got more
paint on at the end loses. Yeah, that's good. So if you get more paint on him, he loses. Yeah. That's really good, Tom. Mm-hmm. She said, I asked what the heck he was doing. What the heck?
Oh, wow. Bit rude.
Yeah, he was doing it.
This is an episode of Seventh Heaven.
He just remained pooing whilst asking me what my problem was. Then she said, the cheek of it.
That's good.
That is a pun.
That's a pun.
He messed with the wrong woman. Wait for this. This is the best story I've ever read. I'm a blue belt in Taekwondo. And the anger and rage he saw was enough to put the fear of God in him. So you're a 53-year-old woman who's a blue... Taekwondo doesn't mean shit, you do know?
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking black and a strong man, it still doesn't mean shit.
Black?
Black belt. Oh. Black belt. Black belt, bro.
I was like, I guess black guys might be better at Taekwondo because they're quite strong, but...
Black belt.
Yes.
I've done Taekwondo.
It's like dancing.
You're learning moves.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Stop shitting. I'm a blue belt.
It's like wait for him to finish and then say that was
the
gross.
The cheek of it. What the heck are you doing?
Taekwondo is not going to make you get... He's still going to get shit on you.
Like, yeah. Do you train to deal with people shitting in the woods?
Because he can start throwing that.
I made it clear I was calling the police. You'll see, that's probably... Scared him off more than your blue belt skills.
Because he's got brown belt.
I made it clear I was calling the police, and if he moved, he'd regret it. So I don't know. What's he supposed to do? Stay there squatting till the police get there?
I feel like there's better ways about that. Like he's driving a fucking Amazon delivery van. You can probably just report
it to the license plate, get a photo, stay inside.
Don't
confront
a man halfway through snapping off a turd.
To be fair, though, usually you would be in a good mood. Shitting.
Mm.
It is fun.
I would have pulled out the whoever smelt it dealt it.
Oh,
throwing it back on her.
Yeah, like what the heck are you doing? It's like you're shitting in my garden. You're shitting in my garden.
Nice,
yeah,
nice.
Just an imitator. He emerged from the bush quite aggressive, and I was angrier than him, so kept him there till my husband and then the police arrived. He should have just left. She said the Amazon driver went on to deliver a parcel.
Did he wash his hands?
With potentially traces of excrement to one of her neighbours in Nuthill, Nottingham.
Nuthill.
Nuthall. Still just as good.
Yeah, it's good.
Police attended the scene and questioned the delivery driver who claimed he was desperate for the toilet. That would make sense. That's such a Karen. That is such a Karen with your big teeth. He said he was not feeling well and did not realize the grounds were part of a private garden. Yeah. I don't think he would have, because if he ran all the way in the trees, because look at the bush there.
Yeah, it's pretty bushy. I would have shit there if I needed to shit.
Put a shit there.
When you're urgent to shit, you need to shit.
The decision was made not to arrest the Amazon employee, blah, 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 blah. Sharon has been promised a gift voucher from Amazon as a goodwill gesture. What do you think would be a good gift voucher?
$50.
No, I was thinking like something poo related.
Oh.
Like
air freshener.
Mr. Hanky's sock or something. Yeah. Air freshener, that's good. Air freshener's better. Toilet paper.
What I would do if I was the Amazon driver, I'd be like, we are named after a forest. I pooped in a forest. That's what people do in the Amazon. I rest my case.
Okay.
It's a loose argument, but I've...
I don't hate that. I think you should go on the Today Show.
That's where you get shit done.
Maybe just be funny. Right? Did he try being funny? Because that's the first mistake.
Yeah, if he was doing the poo and he said a good one-liner. Yeah, if he just screamed, your package is delivered.
Your package is delivered.
She would have had to laugh.
Oh, that's incredible, Tom. We're going to finish this off with some 5-star reviews, guys. If you haven't left our podcast review, go fucking do it.
Yeah.
We are going to do... do you know how to get them?
Yeah, it's not easy.
We're going to do a huge 100th episode and then... maybe we're going to stop doing the podcast. No, we won't.
I was like,
but we want to keep this bad boy cooking. The more reviews we get, the more listeners we get, the more episodes we can make for you. So
that's right. All right, what am I doing?
Support your boys.
What's our podcast called?
Also, I've got another 6 song coming out in a week. What's it called? It's a band song. It's Shoey Vibes. Tom and Frenchie Podcast.
No, the song you're releasing.
Oh, it's a secret.
Oh.
It's to the film clip you didn't show up at.
Oh, I do know what it is.
You do know what it is.
It could have been called The Secret and it was about that cult.
That would be a good song.
All right, I'm getting there.
No, you're right. You're right. I think it's nice for everyone to have a wind down from... It was a roller coaster of an episode. It was a very good one. It was,
yeah. I think I want some backing music for the reviews that I just end on.
Awesome.
What's the style?
80s? I will say, 22-minute mark, I yelled at Tom. I wasn't actually angry because I know it's going to be in the comments. And when I was like, shut the fuck up. Don't tell people about left and right. We're the comedy podcast. No. That's just a thing we do, is sometimes I yell at people in an angry way.
I didn't even remember, so it wasn't that bad.
No, it's just a friend thing. It's like all the boys do it. But then sometimes you do it around one of your mates who's not used to it.
Here we go.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, got it. On episode 99, we will wrestle a bear live.
Oh, this is a vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, I like this. It's a remix. Ronald McDonald. Ronald. 5-star reviews. Yeah.
Ooh.
Big Mac.
Ooh.
Shin in a forest.
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming.
Cats. I physically could not get through half the movie of Cats. It hurt my soul.
Oh, you can just rate
Goats.
It. You can just, okay.
Hashtag Tom's a pedo. That's all.
You can just rate it. You don't have to.
I don't have to rap?
No.
The potty is so good to me, Samuel. And my mate Daniel said, hey, if this hot air balloon head, pedo, and this mummy without bandages can make a... That's a good reference, mummy without bandages.
Oh, that's funny.
Can make a podcast, why can't we? Yeah. And unlike 99% of blokes our age, we actually walked the walk and did it. Our podcast, we're plugging it, is called the Samuel and Daniel Podcast with Samuel and Daniel. That's a good name.
Wait, did they start off by insulting us, saying if these freaks can make one, we can make one too?
Yeah. They gave us good names.
Oh, did they give us
good names? So I'm a hot air balloon head, pedo.
Yep. Yep.
Like, and you're a mummy without fans.
Samuel and Daniel.
That's good.
Send us a link, and if we like it, we'll plug it properly.
Yeah.
To your podcast. Good on
Here's
you, boys.
A thinker. If you read as read, then you need to
that fucks you up, eh? The read, like,
too late in the podcast.
Nah, that fucks you up. That, someone wrote that when they were high, for sure.
Greatest podcast ever. Hey, Tom and Frenchie, this is the only podcast I listen to. I listen to it on repeat every day. Keep the laughs coming. That's for sure, though. That was just nice.
Repeat would be a lot.
It would be.
Well, I guess if it's the same episode, it'd be a lot, but if you're going through all 100, you'd probably forget by the next time.
Oh, for sure. I could get after
it. I wonder what the very best one is.
Know what
Probably
you think our
one.
Best
Probably
episode. Yeah, okay. It's usually the most recent.
We're fucking nailed. We nailed
it. Better each episode. Tom and Frenchie, out of these Harry Potter characters, I'm wondering which one would stand up to shake your hand out of Dumbledore, Draco Malfoy, and Harry. Love the podcast.
I think we got up to that one. Right?
Yeah.
Who did we decide? It wasn't Harry. Harry's just a bitch. Yeah,
I think I said Harry. Alright, guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget, come see us in Sydney at Frenchie's. Check it out.
If not, just write us some nice comments and
tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Good are your Maccas or Matt will write about you. You fucking, nice chats, baby.
You fucking poor losers.
Nah.
See ya.
See you guys.